And are you ready to hear some music from a real live concert over the weekend? Well, here it is. That's the Flaming Lips playing in Oklahoma to a big crowd. How did they do it? Space bubbles, plastic bubbles, each band member in one and the fans in their own. The concept came from the band's frontman Wayne Coyne, who often rolls over the crowd in a Zorb ball. Each bubble has its own speaker, a water bottle, a battery-operated fan, a towel and a "I gotta go pee" or "it's hot in here" sign. Well, I've been speaking to Wayne Coyne, who's been telling me if fans enjoyed this unique experience.
You know, I don't know. I guess it's like the hypnotist trick, you know. It's like the people that want to be in it are going to like it. You know, I can't imagine, you know, someone really thinking, this is a horrible idea and I hate it, and then going to all the trouble to come to Oklahoma City and do it, you know. So, you know, we probably are, you know, we're picking a biased audience because they love the Flaming Lips and they love the idea of the space bubble. And so, you know, there's that going for it. But, you know, I think that's kind of a characteristic of the Flaming Lips audience anyway, is that they would be adventurous, and they would be up for doing something different, and they would be up for the idea of taking care of each other and being, you know, into this thing and not being reckless and not being crazy and not being negative, you know. So, I would say just by the fact that it's the Flaming Lips, you know, audience in there, it's going to work better, yeah.
And what's it like for you, Wayne, performing inside one?
Well, you know, like, I'm the only person, you know, on the planet Earth that's probably done it, you know, as much as I have. I mean, I wouldn't be in it very long each performance, but since 2004, you know, I would go out sometimes at the beginning of the show and be in it like for 10 minutes, and other times, you know, I'd go out in the middle of the show, still be in it for, you know, 9 or 10 minutes, almost every show. So, I mean, you know, I'm pretty used to it, you know, and I'm used to the way that it sounds. And, of course, I'm, you know, when I would be doing it, I would be kind of rolling over the top of the audience. And I got pretty used to doing that, where it's, if you're not used to doing that, you could get thrown around, wouldn't really know how to handle it, you know. So for me, you know, all that kind of second nature, you know, I think anything that you do, when you've got that much adrenaline flowing through you and it makes you happy, I don't know, there's some chemical reaction happens to you and you become really obsessed and good at it or something, you know.
I'm sure you can't wait to get back to normal, to get back to touring and performing just like the old times. Can you see that happening?
Well, I can, but I don't want people to think that. I mean, for me, you know, the idea of us playing, I think it's cool, but part of it is that people want to go to shows anyway, and there are shows that go on that I feel like are kind of not very safe. You know, people are just drawn to screaming in each other's faces. You know, it's just part of the, you know, that's what happens when the music is loud, and especially, you know, at concerts where people are getting sweaty and they're there for, you know, an hour or 2 hours just right there in each other's faces, you know. So I think we only thought, well, I think we could do it safely because there were other concerts going on that we really felt like if people are going to go to them if there's no alternative. And so it was a little bit of, we weren't itching to be, we have to go out there and play. You know, part of it was that we thought, well, you know, here's an alternative to going to these things where, you know, people's masks won't be on and they'll be all sweaty and drunk. And even as strange as it is to say, you know, here in America, there are the disbelievers who will be there and just say, well, you know, what do you have your stupid mask on for? So when, you know, when concerts do come back, you know, sure, it will be such a great relief. But, you know, everything will come back. So, you know, the traveling around and even just having a party backstage before the concert, I mean, that was part of it as well. You know, we're literally driving to the show and jumping out of the car and running up to the space bubble. So there's, you know, there's just a lot of there's a lot of dimensions to music that isn't just playing the music that I think we all kind of forget that's part of the what makes you love it so much is that just
Absolutely.
Getting together and
it's such a communal experience. It really is. And Wayne, you have so many fans here in Ireland, and I'm sure they can't wait to see you back on this side of the Atlantic again.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't take it for granted. I don't want to say that, but, you know, we would get very used to being able to go anywhere in the world virtually any time that we wanted. And, you know, gosh, we didn't know what a great, special, wonderful privilege it was just to run around like that. I think we'll always have a great, great appreciation for that. But thank you for saying that. Even hearing your accent, I feel like, oh man, you know, it's given me a little bit of a homesickness, you know.
And that's Flaming Lips frontman Wayne Coyne, who's not 100% sure, but he's almost sure there's some Irish in him. Wayne Coyne, thanks to him for talking to us earlier from Oklahoma. It's 9:01.